Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 16. Lord's Opulences, text number 27. Samvatsara Asmi Animisham Ritunam Madhu Madhavau Masanam Margashirsha Aham Nakshatranam Tata Abhijit Samvatsaros Mayamisham Vituna Madhu Madhavau Masana Margashirshoham Nakshatranam Atabhije Samvatsaros Maya Mayam Nimisham Rituna Madhu Madhavau Masana Margashirshoham Nakshatranam Tata Vijay Samvatsara the year. Asmi I am Animisham among the vigilant cycles of time. Ritunam among seasons. Madhu Madhavau spring. Masanam among months. Margashirsha November, December. Aham I am Nakshatranam among asterisms. Tata similarly. Abhijit. Translation. Among the vigilant cycles of time, I am the year, and among seasons, I am the spring. Among months, I am Margashirsha. Among lunar houses, I am the auspicious Abhijit. Brihat samatata samnam gayachi chandasamaham mrituna margashirshoham ritunam kusamakaraha. That's from Bhagavad Gita. He says, Brihat samatata samyam. Of all the different types of verses, I'm the Brihat sama. Brihat samatata samnam gayachi chandasamaham. And of all different verses, I'm the Gayatri verse. Masanam, Mrigo Shirshaham. And of all the different seasons, I'm Mrigo Shirsha. Ritunam, Kusamakraha. And of all the different seasons, I am the flower bearing spring. So two of those things are contained here. Text 28. Aham Yuganam Chakritam. Dhiranam devalosita dvaipayano smi vyasanam kavinam kavya atmavan. Among the ages I am the Satyuga, the age of truth, and among steady sages I am Devala and Asita. Among those who have divided the Vedas I am Krishna, dvaipayana vyasa,
And among the learned scholars, I am Shukracharya, the knower of spiritual science. So as that Vasanam Rishinam Vasudevosmi Pandavanam Dananjaya Muninam Apiham Vyasa Kavinam Ushana Kavi. So here mentioned Shukracharya Ushana. Among the sages, he's Ushana or Shukracharya, and among the sages, Muninam Apiha Vyasa, then among the sages, he is Vyasadeva. And of course, in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna mentions Devala and Asita in which verse?
10. 10.
What's that? 12 and 13. What's that? What verse number 8 is Aham Sarvasya Pravo, 9 is Matshita Matshkita Prana, 10 is Tesham Sadatam Yuktanam, 11 is Tevama, 12 is Aham Brahma Aham Dharma, Pravitram Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shasitam Divyam Adi Devam Ajam Vibhu, and 13 Ahuscha Sardevas. Ahus Devala Vyasa. Ahus Ayus Devala Vyasa. I think it's that. Ahus Tvam Rishya Sarve Devala Devashir Naradastata Devalo Asito Devalo Vyasa Swayam Tribe of Ravishime Ahustvam Rishaya Sarve Devashir Narada Tata Asito Devalo Vyasa Swayam Tribe of Ravishime. And whereas Krishna say in the Bhagavad Gita that of all the different ages he's Satyuga. He doesn't. Text 29. Vasudeva Bhagavantam Tvam Tu Bhagavetishveham Kim Purushanam Hanuman Vidyadharanam Sudarshana. Among those entitled to the name Bhagavan, I am Vasudeva, Vrishninam Vasudevosmi. And indeed you, Uddhava, represent me among the devotees. I am Hanuman among the Kimpurushas, among the Vidyadharas, I am Sudarshan. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, amongst the devotees, who is he? Yeah, Narada. Well, it's the sages. He doesn't mention. He just says, of the Pandavas, he says, I am Arjuna. He doesn't mention among the devotees, but here he says Uddhava. Of course, he's talking to Uddhava. So, if he's talking to Prahlad, he may say, amongst the devotees, I am Prahlad. Prahladas chasmi daityanam. He says, of all the daitya demons, I am his Prahlad. The Vedic literature state that one who possesses perfect knowledge of the creation and destruction of all living entities is completely situated in omniscience. This be known as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. Although many great personalities are sometimes called Bhagavan, ultimately Bhagavan is the one supreme entity who possesses unlimited opulences. Throughout history, many important personalities have been addressed as Lord, but ultimately there is only one Supreme Lord. In the Lord's Chatur Vyuha, or quadruple expansion, the first manifestation is Vasudeva, who here represents all the Lord's expansions in the Vishnu Tattva category. Among jewels I am the ruby, and among beautiful things I am the lotus cup. Among all types of grass I am the sacred kusha, and of oblations I am ghee, and other ingredients obtained from the cow. Purport. Panchagavya refers to five sacrificial ingredients attained from the cow, namely milk, ghee, yogurt, dung, and urine. The cow is so valuable that even its dung and urine are antiseptic and fit for sacrificial offering. Kusha grass is also used for religious occasions. Maharaj Parikshit constructed a sitting place from kusha grass during the last week of his life. Among beautiful things, the lotus cup formed by lotus petals represents Lord Krishna. Among jewels, a ruby, which is similar to Lord Krishna's own Kastuba jewel, symbolizes the potency of the Lord. Anyone here have a ruby? Ruby. Are they expensive? Yeah? Which is more expensive, a diamond or a ruby? How much more expensive is a diamond than a ruby? But of course, rubies must be much bigger than diamonds, right?
Many times.
But you don't have diamonds that big. What's that?
You could get some.
Be expensive, though.
Yeah.
What about a ruby that big?
It would be also expensive, but not as expensive as a diamond.
Oh, okay. But to get a really good ruby, there's different qualities of rubies and diamonds. Well, diamonds, of course. But there are different qualities of rubies.
Yeah.
What's that?
Okay.
Among the enterprising, I am fortune. Where does Krishna say that in Bhagavad Gita? Yes. Yes. What's the verse? Sarganam sarganam are antascha majam chavaham arjuna anyatma vidya vidinam balak pravitamaham. So that's not it. Let's see. Mrityu sarvastraham udvastra vivishatam kirti shiravaksha narinam smidir triti smidir. No. Mritu Sarharastraham Udbhavastra Bhavishyatam Kirti Shir Vachanarinam Smitir Meda Dhiti Shama. So what does that mean? Kirti Shir Vachanarinam Smitir Meda Dhiti Shama. What is Kirti? Yeah. Kirti Shir. Shrir. Shrir. What's that? Yeah. Kirti Shir Vak. Fine. Narina. Smriti. Smritir. Meda. Intelligence. Shama. Equanimity, sama, equanimity. I wonder what he says. Sama. Driti, Smriti or Meda, Driti, Shama, Driti, firmness. So that means that women have Kirti, Shir, Vak, and Smriti or Meda, and Driti, Shama. Is that what that means? Then among women, he says, Kirti, fame, opulence, fine speech, memory, intelligence, firmness, and patience. So what does that mean? Does anyone know? It means that in Sanskrit you have male and female words. And these words, Kirti, Shri, Bak, Smriti, they're all feminine words. So amongst all the different words that are feminine, those are the things that Krishna is. Men can also have memory. As far as I can remember. So Similarly, they can have patience and firmness, etc. But among fortune, so which one? So Shri is the translated here as fortune. Kirti Shri Vaknari. Among the cheaters, I am gambling. So where does Krishna say that in Bhagavad Gita? Dutam chalayatam asmi. What does dutam mean? It means gambling. And chalayatam? Cheating. Of all the cheaters, I am gambling. So if you want to get cheated, then gamble. I am the forgiveness of the tolerant, that's Shama, and the good qualities I am those in the mode of goodness. Of the powerful I am bodily and mental strength, I am devotional activities of my devotees. My devotees worship me in 9 different forms, among which I am the original primary Vasudev. Purport. Generally the Vaishnavas worship the personality of Godhead as Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradumya, Aniruddha, Narayan, Harigriva, Braha, Nrsimha, and Brahma. It is understood that when a suitable living entity is not available to fill the post of Brahma, the Lord himself assumes the position. Therefore, Lord Brahma is mentioned in the list. Lord Vishnu sometimes appears as Indra and sometimes as Brahma, and it is Vishnu appearing as Brahma who is indicated in this verse. Where in Bhagavad Gita does Krishna say he is Brahma? Aksharanamakarosmi, Kalo, Dataham Vishvato Mukaha. So what does Dataham Vishvato Mukaha mean? What is Dataha? Data. This means the creator. Aham. Vishvata Mukha. Krishna, he has his face is everywhere, therefore he's called. He has 4 heads. So he's called Vishvato Mukha. His head's everywhere. Because Krishna, Brahma has 4 faces. Among the Gandharvas, I am Vishvavasu. I am Purvachiti among the heavenly Apsaras. I am the steadiness of mountains and the fragrant aroma of the earth. So where does he say is the steadiness of mountains? Which mountains is he the steadiness of? Meru, yes. Mount Meru. He also mentions the Himalayas. Maharshinam Brigoraham Giramasi Kamaksharam Jagnanam Japajagnosmi Stavaranam Himalayaha. Because the Himalayas you can't move, but Meru is picked up by the demigods and the demons, so it's movable, supposedly. Where does he say his Meru here? Rudranam Vasudevosmi Pavana Rudranam Sankarasrasmi Viteshu Yaksha Rakshasam Vasanam Pavatamasmi Meru Sikarinamaham. From mountains I Meru. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 7:9, Krishna says, Punyo Ganda Prativyam Cha, I am the fragrance of the earth. The original fragrance of the earth is very pleasing and represents Lord Krishna. Although unpleasant aromas may be artificially produced, they do not represent the Lord. I am the sweet taste of water, rasaham. Yes. I am the sweet taste of water. Among brilliant things, I am the sun. I am the effulgence of the sun, moon, and stars. Where in Bhagavad Gita does Krishna say that? Aditya Namaham Aditya Tejas, Tejas, Namaham. In the chapter 15, text number
1 Tejo, Jagatvasayate Kilam, Yat Chandramasi Yat Chagno, Tat Teja Vidimamikam.
The splendor of the sun which dissipates the darkness of this whole world comes from me, and the splendor of the moon and the splendor of fire also from me. And I am the transcendental sound that vibrates in the sky. Where in Bhagavad Gita does Krishna say that? Rasoham apsikundiya pravasi shasi suryo pranava sarva vedeshu shabdake purusham rishu.
Among those dedicated to Brahminical culture, I am Bali Maharaj, the son of Virochana, and I am Arjuna among heroes. Indeed, I am the creation, maintenance, and the annihilation of all living entities. Where does he say that in Bhagavad Gita?
Aditya namaham.
Aham evakshara, aham atma gurukesha, sarvabhuta shaya stita, aham eva, aham adis chamadyam cha, bhutanam ant eva cha.
I am the super soul Arjuna, seated in the hearts of all living beings. I am the beginning, the middle, and the end of all beings. And he says,
Pavana pavatamasmi, sarga saganam adir antascha, madhyam tavaham Arjuna.
Of all creations, I am the beginning, the middle, and the end. That's quite a bit.
I am the function of the five working senses, the legs, speech, anus, hands, and sex organs, as well as those of the five knowledge-acquiring senses, touch, sight, taste, hearing, and smell. I am also the potency by which each of the senses experiences its particular object. I am form, taste, aroma, touch, sound, false ego, the mahatattva, earth, water, fire, air, and sky, the living entity, material nature, the modes of goodness, passion, ignorance, and the transcendental Lord. All these items, along with the knowledge of their individual symptoms and the steady conviction that results from this knowledge, represent me.
It's quite a bit, isn't it? Try to imitate Krishna. A little difficult.
Mahabhutana hankara buddhya vyakta evacha Indriyani Dasaikam Cha Panchachandriya Gochara Ich Cha Dvesha Sukham Dukam Sangates Chaitana Viti Etat Chema Sama Sena Savikara Mudarika.
The five great elements, Mahabhutan Ahankaro Buddhir Avyakta Evacha, intelligence, Buddha Avyakta, the unmanifest, Indriyani, the ten senses, Dasaikam Cha Panchachandriya, the five elements, Gochara, Ichha, the desire, Dvesha, aversion, Samutena, Ichha, Dvesha, Samutena, Dvandva, Somena, Bharata, Ichha, Dvesha, Sukham, Dukham, desire and aversion, Sukha, Dukham, happiness and distress, Ichha, Dvesha, Sukham, Dukham, Chaitana Driti, Sangate Chaitana Driti, Etat Chaitanam Samasena Savikaram Udaritam.
So, Krishna is all the subtle elements, he's the gross elements, he's
quite a lot of things. Having given a brief but detailed synopsis of his personal opulences within this world, the Lord now briefly summarizes the opulences that expand from his bodily effulgence. It is said in the Brahma Samhita that all the material universes with their infinite varieties, transformations, opulences, rest in the bodily effulgence of the Lord. Sri Jiva Goswami has elaborately explained this point in his commentary on this verse. So what we see around us is just different manifestations of Krishna's effulgence. We may imagine that it's something different, but ultimately it's just different combinations and permutations of the gross and subtle elements that are derived from Krishna's Brahman effulgence. So just imagine if we find so much, well, we hear, we think we have variety, and obviously there is variety, but it's just a shadow of the real variety. That the real variety actually has different tastes and smells and hearing and sights and touches. But here we just have the reflection of it. We have the hope of seeing something really beautiful, touching something that's actually pleasurable, or smelling something which actually gives us pleasure. But here actually the senses and their objects are just coming in contact with each other, but they don't really satisfy the soul senses. They just put an end to the disturbance caused by the agitation of the senses. When the senses meet their objects, then the soul feels less disturbed because the senses don't agitate so much. But then the next moment they agitate again, and then the senses look for their objects and they seek out their objects. When they can see them, we call that happiness. And when we don't experience the proper sense enjoyment, then we call it distress or frustration or whatever else. But the actual experience is when we come back to our position of Brahman, and then we become qualified to experience real sense enjoyment, of which even the things in the material world, which help remind us, which are Krishna's energies, also can be enjoyable if they're used in Krishna's service. We can go on with this quite a bit, but I think we'll save. Any questions? I just thought we'd cover a few more verses today. Yes? Well, you can read about it. There's... You can go online. Obviously, he's a great Vaishnava poet. Today's one of his appearances. Interesting that Prabhupada usually didn't discuss very much in class about all the different personalities. This is kind of a recent thing. But of course, if we want to read about Jayadeva Goswami, who's an Acharya, then we can find that in the online. Or we can just type in Jayadeva Goswami. In any case, they're all Vaishnava Acharyas. And through them we get this knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam and other commentaries. And we get many songs. He wrote, I believe, the 10 avatars, the prayers of the 10 avatars, of which we sing every day. Which one? What's that? Right. Tavakara kamala varenakam adbhuta shingam dalita hiranyakashipu tanu bringam keshavadrita narahari rupa jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare. We owe the song to Jayadeva Goswami. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grantharai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Pramanande. Salaya Saradhananda Swami Ki Jai.